Yeah, hi. I'm Michael West. This morning I did the Welcome to Country representing Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, but now I'm actually talking as me, as the individual Michael West.
And Michael, you've got a bit of an IT background.
I actually worked in IT for over 10 years, designing government systems at state government for when there used to be a board in the 80s, and and we would design everything. So there'd be government, all departments were underneath there. Everything from fair trading, which used to be called corporate services, to treasury, to police. Everything was in a bureau. We used to have bureaus. So I worked there, and I also worked for Department of Local Government. So I also learned all about local government. And then I also worked in IT and federal government for a year and a bit. So I do appreciate IT. I think technology is just another tool, and it's important. It's important also for educational resources too, I think. So
today with the NetThing event, and obviously you've kind of, you know, been talking to people and listening to some of the workshops and speakers. What are you learning about it? What's really striking you?
Well, I think there's a lot of different organisations and a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different countries with a lot of different perspectives, and that I just think information is so important for, as I said, like for what I'm doing with, I guess, economic development for Aboriginal people and about cultural education. I see the internet as a powerful tool to educate people through and explain about cultural understanding and about connecting people up if done the right way. So great opportunities. I think tourism is one of them for cultural experiences, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural experience in here in Sydney, experiences obviously by Aboriginal people, and the local history here I think is important. But I think there's wonderful educational opportunities for you know, since Aboriginal people have been on this continent, well, we say the beginning of time, but more than 65,000 years is the latest.
What are your concerns with a bit of a technology background and a very strong cultural background? What are your concerns about the future?
Well, I think intellectual property by communities has to be respected, and by the individual, because intellectual property works on many levels. There's also moral intellectual property too. I think with Aboriginal people, with their art, art's not just art, it's more than that. It's all about culture. It's entwined within our culture. So I think also the stories that we have of places needs to be respected and understood, and the right acknowledgement needs to be given to where that information comes from and who is the owner and sense of that. So, yeah.